You have to know.
An invalid, and then you want to be at Rivera's.
Right.
Yeah.
So go ahead and do this.
All right. That's on the Federal Roof, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's right. A man asked me to catch an Egler roof yesterday. He said, why Egler roof? Is because Yedin La Shef Chas Adam Azeh, right?
Yeah.
Yedin La Shef Chas Adam Azeh. That's why the Sanhedrin are chayev, because maybe they didn't take care of the guy, Patronova Lemazinus, right? And then they didn't watch him, so therefore he got killed, right? So he asked the Kasha, he says, if that's this, apparently they're chayev, right? They're the Zikni are chayev, right? So we asked the question, he said, if that's the case, so by every murder you should say that.
But what?
Why only for Zlono Adam Nihiko? The guy was killed.
Why should they be careful?
In other words, they didn't feed him, they didn't escort him. So he was walking alone on the road, he got killed. That's what they're saying. That's what they're saying. They say Yedein Lo Shefchas Damazeh. That's what they must say, right? What does it mean? So the Gemara says Chisawa Dait Chosha Sanhedrin Shefchad Damazeh. Right?
Yeah.
So it says El Loi Reinu Pachinu B'Loi Mezainus B'Loi Lavia. What means that if we would have done that, then we would have been a chayav.
But who said that? Why the chayav did this?
Absolutely.
Any person who's walking.
Any guy comes in, guy comes into town. You shouldn't just allow a guy to walk around there without helping him. Absolutely. You don't.
Why would that have prevented the? You mean if they would walk together?
If gave him food, who knows? Well, you mean why he was going in that spot?
Well, was it because they got
bats? Yeah.
They are what do you call it? Are hospitable. You know what I mean? Like so. Like the guy maybe he was maybe couldn't get any food. He was walking around the street, you know. Couldn't get into a house. Go to sleep. Couldn't. Nobody was taking care of him.
Really?
The doctor's on the Sanhedrin. That's the chayv. Make sure the guy comes into the town. He has a place where to go.
Is he
the
murderer?
No. Then how could be the murderer? Kapur lehamadam, right? So it says once they make the segel rufa, then it's mechupa, right? So his question was. So you see the Sanhedrin really are... Why is the Sanhedrin guilty? The only guilt they might have had was where you didn't l'shef chas damazeh. Okay, so they say you didn't l'shef chas damazeh, right? Okay, now kapra l'am chay so shabdi so shem al tin dam naka b'kar l'am chay so v'ni kapra l'am adam. This will be the mechapa, right? Okay, so apparently the Sanhedrin is chayev when the guy gets killed for every murder, they're chayev, right? So why don't they make an egel roof for every murder, even if they know the retzeh? Why does the knowledge of the retzeh make it any better?
If they know who the murderer is,
you mean? Yeah, let's say for instance they know who the murderer is, then there's no Egler Rufa, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, then so, they know the details.
So you see, they have to make this.
Four.
What?
So what? Still, if they would have. They're running four.
Back. Secondary thief. So she always had that.
Yeah.
You take this? It says Misha Asu Kane is. They were Machaper. Right? So this is a kapar for Kal Yisrael.
Right.
So apparently, not only is the Retzeach culpable, but Kal Yisrael is always culpable for a murder, right?
Yeah.
So in every murder, they should be culpable.
They are.
So you see that what that the guy is that the Bezdin has to do this action to be mechaper for them. So apparently all Klal Yisrael is guilty when there's one when there's a murder, right?
Right.
So therefore if you know who the murderer is, so you should always do it.
Right.
When Bezdin is done a Ritzeah, that the mechaper for the Misa of the Nirtzach is not just the death of the Ritzeah. But the mechaper is that Bezdin is enacting justice. There's a double kapara there. There's a kapara insofar as the Retzeach needs a kapara and the Bezdin needs a kapara. The Bezdin's kapara is through the through enforcing the justice, through bringing him to din.
So it's not preventing
the
din.
What?
It's not a question preventing
the murder. Yeah. Yeah, but that itself, you see, that itself is a, in other words, that's part of, yeah, to recognize evil.
But that's not the reason
see, to recognize evil. When Bezdin brings the murderer to justice, and Bezdin kills him, so then Bezdin undergoes a process of recognition of evil, and of uprooting evil, you see? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's machapa for the Bezdin. But over here, you don't know who the murderer is, so Bezdin can't undergo that process. That's why you have to have a roof. See? So Pshat is when Bezdin kills a guy, it's not the Pshat just that Bezdin kills a guy. Pshat is Bezdin has to be concerned with uprooting the evil of murder. Not just insofar as this was concerned, of course they have to kill this guy. But it's a general thing that Bezdin has to be involved in the uprooting of evil. You know what I mean? You see? So there, when you have the murderer, so it's done through the bezdin, really bringing justice through the death of this guy and uprooting evil. But if you don't have the murderer, so the bezdin can't do their mice, the bezdin can't do their performance. So if there's no performance, and the bezdin lets it go, guy gets killed, nothing. So where's their, then they have to bring an egla rufa. You know what I mean? Egla rufa is for bezdin in place of bezdin, carrying out justice. You see, when bezdin kills the retzeach, it's not just that's a kapar for the retzeach. It's a kapar for bezdin too. Because now it's being brought to bezdin's attention that there is retzeach going on, and you have to take steps to remove the retzeach. The first step is you have to kill the retzeach. Okay? It's not just the retzeach died. Okay, bezdin needs kapar too. Because the whole society is responsible for a murder. The murder takes place in something wrong with the whole society. Apparently, that's how we hold. It's not just one guy, one isolated guy. Something wrong with society. Society shouldn't be.
By killing him, you're doing two things, right?
That's like killing him, doing two things. He's dying, this is his responsibility. But you are also involved in the process of removal of murderers. You see, of removal of the society.
Why? Is it his responsibility or is it society's?
If he's involved in two levels, two, of course, the immediate responsibility is it.
He has
Bechira
in New York.
Yeah. but the society on the whole is also responsible. They didn't take the measures to make sure this doesn't happen. They don't have murderers in society. It's a certain responsibility in society. Society should weed them out. Society should do something to prevent it. So don't let a guy get that far. Don't let a guy not be the kind of people properly. That's something wrong. Either guy's
killing him. What are you doing?
What are you doing?
You're not initiating a preventive measure.
Bezdin is in the process of uprooting evil, so Bezdin comes to an awareness of the fact that this evil exists in the society, and therefore it should result in them taking measures to improve the society so that it doesn't happen. If they just kill the guy, it wouldn't be right. You know, just kill him. That's it. It's a whole process that they're undergoing. Process of uprooting evil. That's the process. And once they're involved in the process of destroying this evil, removing this evil,
right,
to bring an awareness.
That evil,
that's right. To bring an awareness to the bezdin that this process will automatically, if the bezdin's a good bezdin, the process will automatically bring an awareness to the bezdin that things aren't going right. So therefore, they should really take measures to do something to change it. But if you don't have the resources, so the bezdin doesn't have this opportunity. So therefore, you have to do whatever. You know what I mean? Removal of the Russia of the Retzeach is a process that's a matar for a machaper for the Sanhedrin. That process itself is a process machaper. You know what I mean?
So the Egel Aruf is equal to the process going through the whole din and judgment
through that awareness, then they can take the steps to make sure it doesn't happen.
Yeah, that's why. Because
the Retzeach is Retzeach Chayev. Number one, that's the Sanhedrin. Second purpose is to prevent the
retzeach.
Yeah, Yeshua
Yeah, Rabbi, that's why.
Torah holds that the punishment that the Goyim give is really not a fair punishment. It's worse than capital punishment. Because they say that you can't, why don't they give capital punishment? Because you can't harm a guy, right? You can't harm a guy.
No, they claim it's like...
The thing is that they can never know whether they're right or not, right? So if they never know whether they're right or not, so then what right do they have to take a man and to isolate him from his wife, his kids, his whole life, and then put him in a cell for his whole life? And if they're not right, isn't that tantamount to killing? Why is that any different than killing? In other words, take away a man's life, you put him in a state of torture, torment. That's okay. See, that's all right. That you have a right to do. But to take away his life, what's the difference really? Take away a certain amount of days from a person's life. Isn't that really... don't they maintain that the pursuit of happiness is an essential part of life? If you don't have pursuit of happiness, then you don't have... Give me liberty, give me death, right?
They hold life.
Oh, but you can take away years of his life. That's okay. This is stupid. Okay. Why are you allowed to kill a guy? That's one, right? So they can say, because he really is Chayav Misa. Even the Peshoggi is really Chayav Misa. Now, the second question is, you're asking is, how do you leave it over? How do you leave it into the hands of the... It's like an arbitrary thing. There's no system of law here. Right? That's the second question.
Yeah. Who could be Goladam? Who's qualified as well as Goladam?
Yeah, but there is a system.
Who could be Goladam?
Karev.
Any Karev?
Anyone of the Zion Craven? No, Zion
Craven. No, the woman.
I'm not going killing anybody because that you have a lot of score. That's not the problem. The Sanhedrin makes sure that it's only done in this way. The question is, what kind of a way is this? That's the question. It's not just a thing, it's an organized thing. You know what I mean? He has a right to do it under these situations.
Does he have
the
sanction of
Yeah, that's right. We all have
Do they have case things in the Gemara?
I'm not initiated. So wait a second. This is a certain
avarice.
I'm in a certain way. It's not as if there's just a wild thing, a wild act of vengeance.
No, I mean,
the guy can't just go wild. You see, the guy has to be a whistleblower. The guy has to fly with a certain system. Right? The only question is, can't the guy can't just scoundrel him until the guy goes to the Bezin will take care of him later. Bezin won't kill him later. It's only in certain specific circumstances. So it's a, you know what I mean? That's not a wild thing. Well, yeah. Now, damn, this is it. Now, the question is, what kind of a formula is that, though? Why is it that the Sanhedrin, why is it that you have a situation where the Sanhedrin cannot act, but the girl of Dan can? Yeah. It won't prevent another guy from acting. Is that a Ritzeah, by an act of Ritzicha, inherently loses his protection from society. See? That's the first thing. In other words, everybody has a protection from society. What's protection? Allah says, now I'll kill the guy. Right? Now, if you kill somebody else, in other words, you don't care about another person's life, then you deserve to lose the protection of your protection against your life. Yeah. No. It's true. It's only Gal Adam. Why is only Gal Adam a separate thing? But the halacha is the halacha is that you lose. In other words, this halacha, any halacha of chutz lebezin, even by it means what it means like this: that this avera, the avera dictates that you lose the protection of society. That's the halacha. See? So there's two halachas here. One halacha is that Bezin acts as an executive body in carrying out justice. That's one thing, carrying out law. But then there's another halacha. There's a halacha that everybody that lives in society has a certain right, has a right to be protected from murder. And the thing is that there are certain areas where a person loses his protection. See, that doesn't necessarily mean that if you lose your protection, that the Bezin is going to kill you. That's a separate halacha. You know what I mean? Two separate things. You don't have any protection. See? That's the thing. Same thing with Kanan Pagambai. The definition of Kanan Pagambai means that the man, by doing this action, has forfeited his right of protection from society. See, ordinarily you have a certain protection from society. But then you forfeited your protection. That has nothing to do with the fact that Bez is going to kill you or not. It's a different Allah altogether. You know what I mean? Loss is protection. Loss protection means that there's a matir on the other side. It doesn't mean that this is not. It doesn't mean the guy that's killing him is not a ritzeach. See, all other lachs apply. But the only thing is that there's a matir on his ritzeach. There's a matir on his ritzeach. That's all it is. That's a ritzeach. It's ritzeach with a matir. Because there's no such thing as killing somebody outside of Sanhedrin without being ritzeach. It's still defined as ritzeach. But there's a matir on the ritzeach. That's what happens. There's a person in this law. You see the way society works. Everybody has a right. Everybody has a right in society for protection against the against society. Everybody has a right to protection against the rest of society, right? And the right is the Yisra Tzicha. But over here, the man did an avero through which he forfeits his right of protection from society. That's the law. It doesn't necessarily mean that Bezin is going to take him. Bezin has the right to kill him. Bezin is a different thing. Bezin acts in certain situations. Okay? That's the thing. Because apparently he has a right to exist in society if he's isolated from society. You know what I mean? See, there he has a right to exist, but he doesn't have a right to live in the. Really, all the Ratzchim would go to Golas first. That's Allah. Every Ratzchim goes to Golas first. That's Allah.
Then they pull him out.
And from there, they pull him out and they take him to Bezin. They decide whether it was Ritzach B'Sheg or B'Mezin.
Oh, so that means God?
Every Ritzach really went through Aram Mikla first. So there's two Aram Miklas. One Aram Mikla was the one that they went through right away. The second Aram Mikla was if he's Ruben B'Sheg, and then that was really Manish. So your answer would be good if the Bezin decides it is the, Sheg. Yeah. But the first one you have to say the Peshada that he has a right to exist, his rights to exist in society now are only limited to a life basis, to an isolation. Life by isolation. He's isolated. If he's not isolated, then he doesn't have a right to live in society without isolation. So therefore, he's forfeited, therefore they can kill him. That's why he's a matan or a tzicha. He has no right to exist in society unless he's under isolation. Okay? That's why once he reaches Aram Mikla, they can't kill him anymore. He's under isolation. That's what he has a right to live under isolation. But in isolation, he didn't forfeit his rights. That's why the moment he's in isolation, so therefore he can't go on.
Well, isolation means that society, right?
Isolation means what? Then Chayev was father of the Nekava. That's the Rambam's thing. Mechas Chinuch learns that's a Pshat Ram. Is Ram always Nochiv Chuv? Nochiv. That's an optional thing. Why is it Chuv? It's up to you. You can say that.
Yeah, well, it's the
people don't like that Pshat.
What? So the Rambam is always a Mitzvah, so is it Chuv? The only Mitzvah say is Vidui. Right?
That's
the
Ram
has to say for Mitzvah.
What?
Maybe
it's good that they must have
sold them. What do you learn from that? He learns that Mitzvah say to the Chuv, Ramban, if I'm not mistaken. So yeah, they get the
Sefer
Mitzvahs. Ki ha-mitzvah zeis, asher anayichi mitzavach ha-hayayim, lo nifleisim mimcha v'loi rechaykei. Ramban says, Yitam ki ha-mitzvah zeis, al kol ha-tera kula. V'anochein, ki al kol ha-tera yem ha-kol ha-mitzvah, asher nech mitzavach ha-hayayim. Aval ha-mitzvah zeis, al ha-tshuva ha-neskeres. Ki v'ashevois ha-lovev, ha-shav ha-shav ha-kech, ha-mitzvah she-yitzaveh al-sonu lasos kein. V'nemra b'loshin, Habeinuni, Lirmaiz Bavtochach, Yasser Davalias came. Lamar, Kimmy and Duffel Zeshman, my last sister called us on welcome to that time of Fichel Vokal Assessor. She was Badu at the Honor of the Land of Lesson Bethihem, the Yashuvu Vova Melad Hashem, the Kablu Aleim, Ayem, Atera Luderis. Kashahis Gatu and Nahal of Vokal, Kamai,
Shepresh.
That's the Ram. So Chaim said, no, it's not true, he says. Listen, you can't set up Shatner Ram. Why? Because, say Achas, right under the words Hilchas Tshuva, he says, "Who she Yosheva Chayte Mecheta Lufnei Hashem V'Yitzvada." Cancel the
mitzvah.
Cancel the mitzvah. Say, so see, that was written by Rambam too. First part. Right under the words Hilchas Tshuva.
First line. Each parody.
We have to look under there. Yosheva Chayte Mecheta Lufnei Hashem V'Yitzvada. See, he says it's the mitzvah Tshuva. For the type of the Sasri. Over there it says the mitzvah tshuva, later it says the mitzvah zvidoi.
Right?
Yes, Baka. That's what it was, right? Okay. This vadis lefnei Hashem, mikol chet shiyasa odom, b'shasa korban, al shaloi b'shasa korban, b'shanas vadis chatos m'sharosim.
Well, where's the one of?
So Rambam said that the pshat is like this. No stealing, Rambam. What's the pshat? Pshat is that the maisa mitzvah. You see, the maisa mitzvah is really vidur. Tshuva has a maisa mitzvah. See, the maisa mitzvah performance is vidur, but the kiyum mitzvah is the kiyum is really a kiyum belay of tshuva. See, in other words, the fulfillment of the mitzvah is not the maisa. The maisa has. The mice reflects the king beleva, the state of the person's machshava, which is tshuva. You see, so really, the real mitzvah is belev in the mitzvah of tshuva, but the mice on mitzvah is vidur. So the Rambam is formulating over here what the mice on mitzvah is in Hilchas Tshuva. See where he says, the Rambam says, "V'hu kishiyase shekishiyase tshuva yisvade," because he's formulating it in terms of the performance of the mitzvah. See, but the mitzvah really is tshuva itself. The mitzvah is tshuva b'lev. The mitzvah is that a person should change his heart. Right? But this mitzvah of changing your heart has a performance to it. The Rambam classifies it and speaks in terms of the performance. And there's a halacha, he brought another raya. I think it was from Hilchos Tefillah. I just don't remember where the raya was. I've written down something. So he brought another raya that the Rambam always classifies according to the Maisa mitzvah. See? So that's why when the Rambam formulates it that way, he's formulating according to what the performance is. But really, the mitzvah is belay. So he's not saying that there is no mitzvah of doing tshuva. You see, but he's the chiyuv ha-mitzvah. He's expressing the chiyuv ha-mitzvah in terms of the performance. That's why he says when a person, what is the performance? Performance is vidur. So he says when a person does tshuva, he's mechuyuv to express it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He's expressing it in terms of he's formulating the chiyuv ha-mitzvah in terms of the performance itself, not in terms of the actual substance of the mitzvah. You know what I mean? The substance of the mitzvah is do tshuva, but to do tshuva there's an action, a performance there. So he's formulating it in terms of the performance of the other mitzvah. Includes everything. See? The performance is When a person does the performance, it's a key and believe. It's not the performance per se that's the mitzvah. The person will just be mitzvah. It doesn't mean anything. Mm-hmm. Nothing.
So why
certain mitzvahs performance alone or something. Like Krishna. All right, first passing the kavanah. The rest of the only kavanah is just to say it. See? But over here, vidivvam is not, it's not just vidivvam to say these words. It's not the kriyas parshas bikurim. You know what I mean? It's a halacha that you have to really mean what you're saying. So the kiyum is a kiyum b'leiv. So really, that's the whole mitzvah of tshuva. The Rambam is formulating it in terms of the performance. He's not separating and saying that when a person does tshuva, then he has a kriya of nuchi of vidivvam. Not a nuchi of vidivvam. The kriya of vidivvam, that's tshuva. But that's tshuva b'shleimus is with vidivvam, because the maisa mitzvah is vidivvam. See? You take a look at the Rambam in in the Sefer Mitzvahs, I don't think you can miss it. It says like this. Each is one of those vados al havonos vachatoyim shechatonos ne hakeo velomar osam imachuva. Osam imachuva. What does it mean, velomar osam imachuva?
It has the Arabic in it, huh?
Okay, the Rambam can't say chayev adam loshuv.
Why?
Because if he'd say chayev adam loshuv, the implication would be that is the chiva mitzvah. But that's it. Tshuva is the chiva mitzvah. Loshuv, belayv. See? That's not. The Chiyah Mitzvah is crystallized. It has the further development in the Mitzvah. The Chiyah, the Mitzvah really reaches its total form in the Vidui. See, the Vidui is the total form of the Mitzvah. You know what I mean?
I don't really understand
that. That the Tshuva Belayv isn't enough. Because the Dibur, when a person talks it out, that's when he finally
maybe
the full realization of the lave, of what it means to lave.
How do you know that?
Halacha, and whenever the Rambam speaks in the halacha, he formulates it in terms of the Maisa Mitzvah. What the full Maisa Mitzvah is, that's the way he does it. He brought a couple of rites. That's the Rambam style. The Rambam style is when he formulates it in terms of the Maisa Mitzvah. Show a couple of rites. That's what he's saying. That's what Chaim says. They have to say that. They can't. There's no mystery. Here he says, "Yoshua chayte meichet v'tneishon v'yizvada," and here he says, "Kishuyas adam tshuva chayav v'zvadas." And the answer is, there's only one possibility. It's the only possibility. Possibly the answer is that the ma'isa mitzvah is really the vidui. That's the ma'isa mitzvah of the tshuva is the vidui. So the Rambam speaks in terms of the ma'isa mitzvah. What the ma'isa mitzvah is in halacha formulation. That's the only possibility. That's it.
So what about
the ma'isa tshuva? It doesn't mean it ever helps. Nobody helps that to do it. It can't be. A guy say, "Oh no, Hashem Chatasi," we see him stammer saying words. That's impossible.
There's a real key mitzvah.
In terms of the Maisa Mitzvah. That's why.
The real key mitzvah
is a shov bepeh. That's what the mitzvah is. If it's supposed to be a shov bepeh, then there has to be. And then it's all the time. And this is always. You have to be a shov bepeh. My son, that's what Chaim said. He brought a few riots. I don't remember the riots offhand. I haven't done that. But that was his chat. Bisfasov. You see halacha beis? The soch is vados bisfasov alomar in yonos elu shagomar belibo. See that? That's the thing. It was vados bisfasov. See the ram over there? Tarek beis halacha beis. He tells him, "Maya tshuva sheyazvachot echetov yasiru mamach shafto v'yigme v'lish lo yasei o'od shenami yazvash darko chengis nacham al she'ovar shemek achrei shuv v'inu yichamti v'yidol of teyidol v'on shemali right." Then he says, "V'tzorach l'svados b'sfaso v'lomar in yonos eilo shegam b'liva." He has to say, express it. "V'yid olav yodea talumas shelo yoshuv l'zeh achet l'olam shenema v'lo nomar odo l'kenu l'maisi yodeinu." So Rambam seems to say that the Yedei Talumah, his Kodesh Baruch Hu, must be made that what? That he will never do it again. Now, the question how you interpret that. What does it mean? Does it mean in this frame of mind that he's in, he has to be interpreted that way? Or the pshat is that he really will never do it again? You know what I mean? In terms of frame of mind that he's in. Right?
It's possibly external might happen again.
Or something happened. Under this situation. The same chait. The same chait. He will not do that same chait again. Rush again, he gets changed. Then it's a different story. Comes to Rush again, it's a different game, it's a different person. Vidizem mitzvahs asay. Okay? Ketzed mitzvad. Alright? How are you mitzvad? It's a good thing to know how to do it. Oimer, he says, "Ano Hashem, chatasi avisi, pashati lefonecha, vasisi kach v'kach."
Marati uboishti b'maisai. Ola olam eini chayza l'davar zeh. Zeh ikre shal vidoi.
Ona, right? Ona Hashem. So Ram says, it must have ona. You have to have ona. Right? I said, on a, that's what Ram says. He came to Mitzvah. It's part of Mitzvah. On Hashem, Chatos Avisi. So if when we say, oh, no, Tavol Afenach Lofilos in Valtis Alayim, Yilchinos, in some sense, it says, well, can't look at every single instead of Ana. I thought the reason why that happened was because Ana is spelled Aleph Nun Aleph. Somebody thought that it stood for Aleph Vav abbreviation Aleph.
Okay,
yeah. So can't look at every single same letters. Change the noon to a vav, it comes out that way. You know what I mean?
So it's supposed to say honest instead of looking at the
Messiah? And the Pashas, I want them to have it right, it's supposed to say looking at the Messiah. If I'm not mistaken, I'll look through the old
Siddur. Looking at the Messiah
before, you should really say both. Looking at the Messiah, on the table, looking at the Messiah. But, because you have to have a shame, on our shame.
You're supposed to say
honor
before the
Elohim,
you should say it twice.
No, I'm saying Pashas, if I remember when I went through it, Tana Yishtel, it's Elokeinu Elokeinu Veseinu, Ono Tavol Lefnecha Tfiloseinu.
Right.
Or Ono Elokeinu Elokeinu Veseinu Tavol Lefnecha Tfiloseinu. It's supposed to say Ono Hashem. But Pashas, you see Pashati, so where's the shame?
If it came the other way, it wouldn't be good.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't say, look, it's even here Balaik, you know? It'd be the Evid. I mean, in terms of real mitzvah Vishlemusa, the real mitzvah say, fulfill it properly. Where the Ram says Kate said Mitzvah, it means this is the formula. So if you deviate from this formula, you're lacking the real mitzvah. Right? But the Ram says, oh no, Hashem, so you have to have Hashem, right? I think it says Vakainim Va'om, right? And it used to go, Vakainim Va'om, Shabbos, Ono Hashem, Ono Bashem, and Ono, how'd it go? Tell your Omer. That's how it goes. Ono Hashem, Chatasi Avisi Pashati Lefanecha Ani Uvesi. And the next one is the mistake. This is when the Rav always points us out.
Yeah.
The next one, the guy always says, "Oh no, b'shem." First it starts with "v'ka v'chacha yomer." Oh no, Hashem. Then he goes to the next one. He goes, "Oh no, b'shem kaper no lachatoyim." That's wrong. Because "oh no, b'shem." What do you mean "oh no, b'shem"? What is "oh no, b'shem"? It's supposed to be "oh no, b'shem kaper no lachatoyim." He's mechaper with the shame. That's what I'm supposed to do.
Oh, we say
Anah B'Shem. Yeah. See, you can't say Anah B'Shem. What does Anah B'Shem mean? Anah B'Shem doesn't mean anything. Anah Hashem means something. Anah Hashem, you're talking to Hashem. But Anah B'Shem doesn't make any sense.
Oh, God, Anah B'Shem.
So it's supposed to be really, the period is in the wrong place. Because it says Anah B'Shem, and then it has a period over here.
So
it's supposed to be Anah B'Shem Kaprenah. With the shame. Because the Gemara says that there's two shemites, Shem Hashem. Shem is Yud Gimel Midas, Areshem, Areshem. So one of the first Hashem is Kan Kodem Achet and Kan Lach Achet. Right? So one of us says Shem Hashem Hashem. So you say, sometimes you say Shem Hashem twice. Right? So the second Shem is Mechaper with that Midah of Shem Lach Achet. That's the Pshat. Ono Bashem Kaprenah. Machatonim Lach Achet. That's one of the Gimel Midas. Kan Hashem Hashem, Kodem Achet, and Hashem Lach Achet. Bashem Kaparnot. Nobody does it with it. Bashem Kaparnot doesn't do anything. That's right. You got the other Rama with you, everybody. That's what he's going to come on. See what Rama had like this. Ono Hashem Chatasi Avisi Upashati Lefanecha. Ono Hashem Kaparnot Lachatayim Lavonis Wapshayim Shechatasi Shavisi Shabshati Lefanecha. Ani Uvesi Shinema. That's what Rama had. Nimsas lame, it's the Yom Kippur and Perek Beis, Allah Chavav. Zeh Shnei Matov V'chipa Bala V'Beis U'Bal Kol Kar Yisrael Mipi Yishmo Londu Shezeh Vidu Dvarov Nimsas lame Shum Esvada B'yem Zeh Shloi Shaviduyim Echor Al Yedei Atzmai Pchila Vidu Sheni Al Yedei Atzmai Yom Shara Kahanim Shneihem Al Pa Achatas HaShaloi V'Vidu Shlishi Al Yedei Kol Kar Yisrael Asar Nishleah V'Maskes Hashem B'chol Vidu Mehen Shalosh Pa'omen Tetzer Oimer, Ono Hashem, Chatasi, Avisi, Upashat, Lufanecha, Ono Hashem, Kapren, Ola Chatayim, Ola Lens, Opshen, Shachos, Ola Yorah. Okay? Arei, Shalish, Omer. That's the way the Ram had it. By the way, the Ram had Lefnei Hashem to Tara, not the way it has over here, Lefnei Hashem. It's in the end of the Pasuk over there. Okay. Question, because it's chopping off the Pasuk with Nehra Shem. Kochas Nehra Shem is not the end of the Pasuk.
Is that a Pasuk in, like in...
Pasuk in Tara, yeah.
So why can't we just look it up?
What? It must be...
That's the Torah. That's the end of the pasuk. Yeah.
So how do we cut it out?
Bishem. Remember, had Ana Hashem.
Twice.
But if you have Ana Bishem, you can't say Ana and then Bishem. Ana Bishem, it doesn't make sense. It's Ana Bashem Kapana. It's a different shot.
That's the
issue. Okay. That's the mission, that's right.
Yeah.
Ana Hashem.
So damn it. On a Hashem, be Yishalmi Yesh, the Bereshaina Oma on a Hashem, or Bishniya on a Bashem Kaprena. But you see Taisvus?
Yeah.
See? Taisvus say Bishniya on a Hashem.
Bashem.
On a Bashem Kaprena. Taisvus, it's nothing Taisvus. I like that. It's Taisvus, Lamadhan Bezmila. That's something? Why doesn't he say, he should have said on a Bashem? On a Bashem Kaprena. It's two Gishlais, it's two Pshat. So the Rambam Paskins, the Rambam holds Machlekes Bavel and Yerushalmi, it seems. So the Rambam Paskins like Bavel. They never have Machlekes Bavel and Yerushalmi, Paskin like Bavel.
Consider Paskin like Yerushalmi.
Consider Paskin like Yerushalmi. He's on Hashem twice, huh? But Bavel and Yerushalmi said, well, Machlekes, but Taisel's not Machlekes. Taisel just holds that the Mishnah wasn't exact. The Mishnah is saying he said Hashem three times. Doesn't Mishnah say Hashem three times? And then the Yerushalmi tells you specifically the second time should be Bashem.
It's different doing it to Gemara Yerushalmi.
You have to have Ana Hashem. You have to have Ana Hashem. Okay. Ana is Lashon of Bakasha. What do you have in the Torah Ana? You have in the Torah Ana what the word Ana means. Chato ha'omazer chato gedolah. Vayasa lohem alayizov. It's pasuk in Kisisa. Right?
Kisisa.
Ana. Ana is Lashon Bakasha. Antivan. Ana Hashem, Avisi, and Pashati. Terms. Want to go into what three terms?
That's what we did. That's what we took up.
Two or three terms?
Oh, we didn't take up that.
Avisi and Pashati.
Shkagais.
The what?
Shkagos.
Yeah.
Donos. And Vahachas next.
And Avisi?
Donos.
Is Donos. And Pashati?
What is that?
Is an avoinus. Avoinus, pshayim, and chatoyim.
Right.
Right? Okay. Okay, my shaman. Now you say avoin, vafesha, vachato. So you have avoin, and pesha, and chato. I did Reb Meir. Racham marim, avoinus, elo azdainus. Chena, my koskos nefesh, avoin, abo. Pshayim, elo amordim. Chena, melech, my pashri. Vaimar, aztifsha, livna, ba'esahi. Vachol, chatoysam, elo azgogos. Vachena, my nefesh, sechta, vachgogos. Nachshes vadal as dinus for a mordem, Christmas vadal as gogos. Okay. So where's the machlokes? Where's the machlokes?
Look at Rashi, chazak was vada.
Yeah, over here. Rashi, he says, chazak was vada.
Yeah, chatas is a pshat over here. Anyways, he agrees with what definitions are, right?
Yeah.
Avinus is what? Is
mazes.
Is what?
Dinus. Mazes. Mazes.
Chatayim.
Chatayim.
Okay.
Marad,
the
Lahachas.
Okay. The Rebel. It really comes from the Lashon that way. You know why? Because Avon, Avisi means Evos. Evos means a choke. Seems to be the Kalkel is Evos. It's a turn, it's a twist. Twist something is Evos. Evos Mishpat means you twist the judgment. So that's why Avon. That's why Avon really means the Mazed. It means I twisted it.
Uh-huh.
See? Distorted it. Chait really means to miss. That's what chait means. Lachtos and matara. Means to miss the Yavin Tanakh, miss the mark. I missed it. It's Shogay. See? And it's Avoin, Chatos, and what was the other one?
Pasha.
Yeah, Pasha, you see, because my Pashabi. Pashabi means the
rebellion. It's
destroyed.
It's from the Russian. It's from Russia. So it's three types of things, right?
Chacham
say. Okay. So, Pesha, what's the difference between Pesha and Mezer? Shaggy, I understand. What's the difference between Pesha and
Mezer? Well,
Pesha is to destroy the system. Is in the chait. What is motivation? So that's a separate thing. Each of the chait you have to classify. Three types of chatayim. So there's three ways a person can be a chayte. One way a person can be a chayte is negligence. That's the that's what I call it. That's shege. The other two ways is if he's not negligent, then there's only one or two possibilities.
Right.
Either he takes something in the Torah and he twists it to his own liking, right? In order to satisfy his own thing, he twists halacha. You see. Or else, if he doesn't twist the halacha, so then he just refuses to do it.
He just rejects it, that's all.
Rejects it. No two possibilities.
That's what's narrated, rejection.
That's right. That's right. Malach Malach Pasha, right? There's three ways a person can be a chayta. In other words, one is, that's the rational, rashi is lahachis. I don't think it means dachte, it has to be every time he did it with lahachis. Lahachis, that's lahachis. Lahachis means it just doesn't get it, that's it. He knows it, he rejects it. Rejection is lahachis. That's what lahachis is. What's lahachis? Lahachis is rejection. Lahachis just means, let's say, Machal Shabbos for Hesir. Lahachis, Mama lahachis. So what's the shot? Every time he does it,
no,
he has to...
No, that's not necessarily motivation.
Yeah, that's it.
Is that a point where he doesn't have to
rationalization. Rational. He twists it. His own thing. That's mazer. So shege, I gotta know what I'm doing. Mazer, I know what I'm doing, but I twist it my way. See? And the other one is that I don't twist it. I see where it is clear. The head sees it clear. I refuse to do it. I refuse. That's all. That's lachas. I refuse to do it.
Yeah.
Okay. This one comes first, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's say machlekes is. Go ahead. You want to say what I'm going to say? Lema, avichot tzivol lefnei maisei lemar. Unbelievable, huh? They really afraid they're going to kill him. Kaisem b'li Yosef, ono asono pesha achecha v'chatosom k'rov malucha. V'at asono lefesha avdei elekei avicha. V'yev k'yosef b'dabram elav. Now is Rashi. Ono lashon pius. That's what he says. Lashon pius. Saying that since he has to ready for the fur, for the maze, now there's no more room to ask for goggles. But not that
you
should,
what do
because
mean,
he has to ready for the big one already.
Yeah, but then he did Eris, he did other Eris too.
Once God forgot about the big one.
Once God forgot about the big one, so he's going to forget about the other one.
Not so
long. It's over here. Come on, Rabbi. You tell me Machlag is one. There's two things. You see? It would seem from the whole Nusach of the Tshuva that Tshuva has two things. First thing in Tshuva is the enunciation, total admission of Chet. That's this one, right? Total admission, recognition of chayt, right? Ah. But also, tshuva is b'teres tefila. Interesting thing. Right? Because that's what the ana is there for. There's no ana, so then it's not b'teres tefila. See? Interesting thing. That tshuva has both things. It has the formulation of the admission, total admission of the fact that he's a chayte, right? And secondly, it's b'teres tefila. Right? And the tefila is merumas in the ana. Right? Okay. So shall I guess, if you're speaking, the question is, which is the essential feature? If you're speaking in terms of breaking down the personality, the person really admission, total admission of he's a Russia, so then first you come the Mazed, then the Shegeg. Of course, there's more admission in being Mazed than there is in Shegeg. Shegeg, now you're not admitting so much. All right, you're Shegeg. But to admit that you're Mazed, that's a higher level. So really, the essence of the tshuva should be that you should enunciate first. The first thing you should enunciate should be the fact that you've been mazed. You know what I mean? But the only problem the Chacham say is no. They say, but here it's in terms of tefillah too. There's an aspect of tefillah in the tshuva. And in terms of tefillah, it doesn't make any sense. Because first you don't ask on the big ones and the small ones. Tefillah always is the ask for a small thing first and then a bigger thing. Mm-hmm. See? So Machlokes and Rabbeinu Chacham is, what is the essence? Is the essence of the vidui really that the gavra is a shav? If the order should be determined by the gavra being a shav, say in terms of tshuva per se, then it should be really the yizdainis first and then the shgaris. But if it's in terms of tefila, then the order should be reversed.
It's the question what
vidui is, right? What's the essence of the vidui?
Is it tefila or removal from chayt?
That's right.
All right, this is one question. Why does
that's the question.
What was that?
That's the
question. That's just a further breakdown around there. Why does it start off with what? Well, you have to say that first step.
Pesha. Well, you guys are saying, well, I think you said Pesha's equal. You said Pesha's equal.
That's the machlekes, in other words. Machlekes is really essentially whether you're speaking about the halacha of tshuva of being a mizvada, a moide. The gavra being a mizvada, a shav. In terms of the gavra being a shav, so the first thing he has to admit is the big thing. If he admits the small thing first, so he's being ma'akev. So on the contrary, he's being ma'akev.
So one's halacha in the gavra and the other one
says, one halacha in tshuva, the other one halacha in tefillah. If it's halacha in tefillah, then you have to reorganize. You have to say chatasi of isi pashati. That's the question. Because ana really, tshuva's really both. Tshuva's really both. Tshuva is really both. Ana is always tshuva. That's why you have to have that ana in there. Okay? It's interesting. Okay.
So let's go.
Determined by the tshuva Well, the order is determined by tefillah.
Is there any reason why tefillah is like that, by the way?
Not say the person asking God for the... he has two things he wants, right? He wants a house and he wants a toothpick. So he can't ask God for the big thing. In relationship to that thing, one thing is bigger than the other. One thing is one thing requires more hashgacha, right? But over here, in regard to das, it's not a matter of requiring more hashgacha, it's more important. You know what I mean? It's a different thing. It's a different type of... Okay.
Kach v'kach.
Okay, stop. Alright. Tasi avisi pashati v'asisi kach v'kach.
Recognition.
Sorry,
I got
caught. I didn't do it in front of you. That's where it is. The first ones you don't have it.
Do we start off with Ona Hashem?
All these things are really elaborations of Chatasi Avisi Pashati. You know what I mean?
Do they go in that order?
Does it go in that order?
Oh, come on.
No, it goes in the Aleph Beis order. Shena zei farm chair lower from the Hashem. Sadikim nachnu loy chatanu aval nachnu vasenu chatanu. So first chatanu, right? Okay, then you have Hashem. You have vinu. That's zadnu. That's mezid. Then pashanu is later. Pashanu is around. It is comes out of the way.
Like very, they love that.
Why is God? Let's get back to the realm. Why is God sitting in front of him? Shati lefanecha.
That's
part of you. You don't say lefanecha, then you just see me. Interesting, huh? Every chait involves a negation of lifnei Hashem. That's what I was saying.
This
was
Cap.
Cap
was watching him.
What's
Cap saying? Yeah, but he's always doing
that. The negation of lifnei Hashem. That's what I was saying. Well, what does lifnei Hashem really mean? Lifnei Hashem means that the person is in the presence of the ultimate reality. Right now, the presence of the ultimate reality, it's impossible to be a chayitah, because you have a recognition of the ultimate reality, that this is the real way.
That's right.
You see, it's impossible to be. That's Shvisi Hashem L'negi Son. What's the Shvisi Hashem L'negi Son? That is, what?
That's what I was saying.
Chayit must mean a negation. The chayitah must, at that time, negate the presence of the ultimate reality. Otherwise, it couldn't be a chayitah. He has to negate it. If the reality...
You can't do that very tell me without realizing
that now. I say it's impossible. Those three things in order to person with chet. That three things
that's
in front of your mind, right?
Yeah,
but I understand.
You can't stand by knowing God, the ultimate reality and trying to.
Give me an example. Well, that's when he says, you know that you're going to die. That's one of the things, right? Offerim of Soleil. Right. Okay. Now the reason is because by offerim of Soleil, so you overcome the emotion of ego, right?
Okay,
yes, which makes you negate God. You understand what I mean? See, the point is, every chait has to be a negation of the ultimate reality. I'll tell you why. I'll tell you what has to be the verse.
I know, I don't say it has to be some negation, but I think it could be a lot.
But you certainly can't, that's not total awareness. The person doesn't really, he's not aware of it, like he's aware of the tables in front of him. See?
Why do you have three things for removal of chait? Why don't they mean
things? There are three things which prevent you from recognition. See? There are three things that.
No, but one of them is Dalf. One of them is Dalf, maybe I'll tell me. Is that one of three things?
Oh, you mean the first part? The first part. Lifnei
Miatame,
that's a different one, right?
No, what in that?
What am I practicing?
The three things.
Stakel B'Shleish Tvar Ventel B'Levera.
No.
Me'ayin Basol, Ona Tahoylech, Lifnei Miat Ta'asid Litin Din Lechet.
You have Lifnei Miat Ta'asid Litin Lechet. Isn't that...
The ultimate reality tells you that this is a good thing to do.
It tells you the other thing is bad.
Right? Now, if you have a total recognition of that, how can you possibly negate that? It's impossible. You can't.
So you're saying they're all a means just to know the Shvisa.
That's right. Exactly right. The person must have a way to protect himself against this thought. Otherwise, it couldn't be a chayte. It'd be impossible. You mean God is telling you this is the right thing? So the answer is some way he negates the.
So why are you going to negate that?
He wants to do the good. See, that you must say that. Every person that surrounds over there by you, when you give the guy malchus, because he doesn't want to do what the chum say. So you give the guy malchus, and then he says, and now I want to. So Ram Mesakashi says, how do you mean he wants to? He didn't want to. You know what I mean? So the Ram says, really, underneath all, he wants to. The only thing is that his Yetzirah prevented him. So he says, now after the malchus, the Yetzirah gets weaker. So therefore, now he comes to the real realization. He really wants to do the good. See? Every person by nature wants to do the good. Has to be the way. This person wants what's good for him. The only thing is he makes a mistake of what good is. He thinks this is good and really the other thing's good. You know what I mean?
Lack of knowledge.
That's right. He's suffering from ignorance. So, type
of
ignorance.
Not only that, he's suffering from
overcome him and overcome the real truth, and therefore he fools himself and things. So, but he really wants the good. The person really wants the good. So, therefore, the pshat. So, every chait must be involved with denial of lifnei Hashem. That's every chait. Now, so therefore, when the guy is misvada.
So why does he have to describe
One second. Misvada. So it's not just his misvada for doing the action. See.
You have to
get down to the cause of the cause of the chait, the essential cause of the chait. The essential cause of the chait was the denial of Lifnei Hashem, right?
That
so now the recognition has to
say?
Yeah, because that was
the
necessary
thing. He didn't have the
motion
to do the chait.
That's right.
That
was the essential lack of knowledge that he had. He has to totally be a shove, right, on the essence of the chait. And the essence of the chait was that he wasn't a chait, he was a miser. But it was in the presence of the true reality that he was a chait. He denied the true reality.
That was the reason for the
chait. I would say that's the essence of the chait.
It's an essential factor in chait.
Yeah. No matter what, so this bothered him, this emotion, that emotion. But Lefnei Hashem, how is it possible? The answer is he denied Lefnei Hashem. So in tshuva, he has to be made him his father, not just that he did the maaser, but the failure to recognize that that's Lefnei Hashem. Chatasi avisi v'shati, but lefanecha. The reality was that you were there, and he negated that reality. He thought the chay was not Lefnei Hashem. You see, the chay was he denied it wasn't Lefnei Hashem. Has to totally recognize, totally undo the chay. Recognition of the fact that he was always with the Hashem to uproot the whole cause of the chait. The cause of the chait was that he was able to deny it. He thought it was not a chait of the Hashem. You know what I mean? What is the cause of the chait? Because he was able to hide it somehow to camouflage this idea of the Hashem, right? Now you have to come to total recognition. That it was a chait, not just a chait, but a Lefnei Hashem.
And it's the beauty that's defined the cause of the
chait. Yes, it's a chait. A chait is a state also. It's a certain state that he has to undo. What was the state? The state was that he wasn't being with Lefnei Hashem. Now he has to undo that state. That's the essential state of a chait. Every chait has a certain state. That's the state where he denies Lefnei Hashem to some degree. Mm-hmm. You see? So now by when he's a shav, he has to admit. He has to undo that essential state, which was the necessary prerequisite of all these
necessary ingredient.
That's right. Absolutely right. I said the lufanach is the most powerful word. Chatasi of Israel. So usually a person always can always, you know, there's a side thing which is ultimate. Usually a person always hides by the fact that look, I sin, the other guy sins this, that, you know. But lifnei Hashem, it's just you in the presence of the reality. That's it. Nothing else matters. That's relative. It's a relative thing already. Relative comparisons do not exist when you're in the presence of the absolute. You see? Person with Lefnei Hashem, what's his behavior? I'm Lefnei Hashem, how's it possible? I don't know. It's only because he denies the absolute, you know what I mean? And therefore he lives in the world as a relative. See the joking around about it. Well, you guys are doing that. Joking around. That very joking is the method of denial. See? That's the method of denial. Because joking is an escape into a fence land. It's all not real. That's the defense mechanism. That's the denial of nature. See? And hey. Before Karma,
let me read. All right,
He says, Is the kach v'kach is specific, right?
Right.
So was the kach v'kach a chait, a pesha, or an avay? You know what I mean? Was it a chait or was it another one of those three? So he should have said, chatasi oy avisi oy pashati l'chinecha v'sisi kach v'kach. That's what Ram should say. In other words, why does it say three things? You know what I mean? Every time you put this in the pshat, what class is the pshat? Right?
I mean, like, okay. Oh, this poem is even for a guy who didn't do all three things, right? Mm-hmm. Some guy just
well,
did an abba.
Well,
then
he's saying
kaf l'kaf,
so
what is the kaf l'kaf?
Yeah.
What is the
kaf l'kaf?
Yeah,
why
did
you say
you're over there?
Right.
And what's wrong with saying l'chazal
b'avazah?
You recognize it's no good. You recognize it's an evil thing. No, I'm not going to do it again.
No.
Right?
Yeah.
Chatati visi pashati. There's another thing I want to understand about chatati visi pashati. I could understand chatati visi pashati when it really. Let's understand. By tefillah, I understand by the kind God will. So he's really being misfouled. I understand chatati visi pashati, right? But over here, where guys doing tshuva, I mean, where is the element of the. There's no tefillah here. But the Gemara says that there has to be first chatati visi pashati. Because first he has to do the small thing and then he has to do the big thing, right?
Yeah.
Right? Now over here there's nothing to do with filler really. Over here it's just plain tshuva. By the kind, Vidikan God on Yom Kippur, I understand. Because Vidikan God on Yom Kippur is being
misfouled.
Ana Bashem, Kapra no Avainas, Lachatayim, Lapshoim, so okay, so you have to Chatayim, Avainas, Chatayim, Lachatayim, Avainas, and Shoim, right? Right here, what do you need it for? Over here the guy's not to be misfouled. So on the contrary, so therefore a man should be right.
Yeah.
Start the other way.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yeah.
Less kasher. I'll tell you less kasher when I give you the answer.
What?
Three questions. Why does it say chatos evisi pashati? In that order, because it's not being mispal, right? That's number one.
What do you have to do with dissolving
that? All three. Kach v'kach.
That is
kasher. Chatos evisi pashati. Right? Yeah, why doesn't Horace have to mention that? He should say, right? So what do you see from this? It's an interesting thing. Now what? That by tshuva, a person has to be maskir, the government has to be maskir, that he's a chayte in general. That's what we see. That by tshuva, it's not enough if he just says, I did this one thing. In tshuva, he has to enunciate that he's a chayte in general. What type of chayte? All chatayim. Chatashi visi pashati. It's not just halacha that he has to say in this specific one thing. Now, that he's a shah from this one maisa. But he has to mention that he's a gavra that's a chayte. You see? That's halacha. Of course, the question is, why is this so, right? I know, but that you see from this. There's no question about it. That's what he has to do. No question about it. Okay. What's the next question? That's the next question. Because it's not tefillah, right?
Right?
I'm a chayte in general, I'm a gavra that's a chayte, and I did this and this. That's what he has to mention. Now the question is why in that order? He's just enunciating what he looks on the contrary. Right. But actually, on the contrary, he's being mocking the tshuva. He should show right away how bad he is. Right.
No,
not say, I did a little thing bad, and then I did more. On the contrary, say, I did really bad. It's a real dog. And then I even did small things too. It should be the reverse order. Because in terms of tshuva, it should be the opposite way. What's the problem? Yeah, it's not the tshuva. It's not the slach when we get to the Muhammad and Hashem tshuva. Right?
Well, you're not looking for
the
beginning
case. You have that order. Slach v'nei g'tano first. Machal v'nei g'tano first. Right? So first you mention you ask for a small thing, then you ask for a big thing. Slach v'nei g'tano is small, and machal v'nei g'tano is bigger. Right? That's tefillah, but they're not asking for mechila. You're doing tshuva. Doing tshuva is not mechila. Doing tshuva is a different thing. That's a separate thing. Later you ask Hashem for mechila. You know what I mean? Doing tshuva should be in the mechila. You're not talking about tefillah. It's not going to go. So everybody should agree with this the other way around. Right? That a person does is a chet in terms of lefanecha, chatasi lefanecha. Why? Because every single chet that a person does, what he's doing is
first thing is denial.
First thing, yeah, the prerequisite, the state is the denial of being in the presence of the ultimate source of the universe, God of Baruch Hu, right?
Mm-hmm.
The ultimate source of reality, the real source of Emes, right? Because we really saw that he's in that presence, it couldn't be a chayte, right? So I'll say this, the pshat really is, what's the essence of tshuva? The essence of tshuva is reestablishing your relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the essence of tshuva. That's the essence. The fact that he did kach v'kach, it's not that he's changed his mind from doing this particular thing. You see? The pshat is, what the essence of the chayt was, the denial of his relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the essence of the chayt. You see? Now tshuva really, it's true that tshuva is, I'm sorry I did this and this and I won't do it anymore in particular. But that's not really the essence. The essence, that's just a particular thing which removed the essential state between the Gavra, between HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You understand? But the essence of tshuva is reestablishing the relationship between him and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the essence of tshuva. You see? You know what I mean? The chayt is only a particular event which breaks the relationship. But the essence of the tshuva is to reestablish the relationship. Not just to say that he's sorry for this particular action. The relationship between him and God. See? That's the thing.
What type of thing?
In other words, that he's Omed Lefnei Hashem again. That he's Omed Lefnei Hashem. You see? That's the pshat. The pshat is it's not just accidentally when we said that the state of mind which is necessary for chait is that he's not Omed Lefnei Hashem, you see? But that's the very essence of the chait. You understand what I mean? It's not that this is a state, so therefore I have to mention that state. You see that? Now, the whole tshuva is a return. The chait, melee, did a chait, okay. Right. But the point is, it's not the chait that's important. What's important is he broke this relationship of Omed Lefnei Hashem. He's not Lefnei Hashem. He's not Lefonecha anymore. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You follow? So now, if that's the case, so now you understand what the Ona is. What does Ona Hashem really mean? Why did I say Ona Hashem? Ona Hashem. He said, "Look, I'm sorry. This is Ona Hashem means he's calling God. That's Ona Hashem. Ona Hashem means Ona Hashem means he's reaching out to God. That's the thing. You understand what I'm saying? Hashem means that the man is reaching to God. Yeah, that's what honor is. What is honor? Honor Hashem. He's reestablishing the relationship. You understand what I mean? Right?
Yeah.
Now, honor Hashem means he's calling for Hashem. That's what honor Hashem is. What does honor Hashem mean? You see? That's what I'm saying. So honor Hashem means honor Hashem is, I mean, it's hard to descriptive term. It's hard to But what it means is that the man is attempting to reach out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu once more. That's what the Ona Hashem is. You see? Okay? No, it shouldn't be necessary in Shiva. What's Ona Hashem?
Why?
The guy says, no! He says, Hareini Chatasi,
Yoravisi. But I would also realize it. Who's he talking to? He's standing and he's saying, who's he talking to? Obviously, he's for Hashem.
He's talking to Hashem. But what's Ona Hashem? What's Ona Hashem? No. Of course we know it's obviously, so we have to have on Hashem. That's the counter. What does he have to say on Hashem for? What's the honor? What's the honor? You know what I mean? All he'd have to do is say, look, Chatasi, Kasisi, Kafa, Kafa, and Yechanti, Yibashi, Yimashi. What's the honor Hashem? The honor Hashem shows you one thing, that the very essence of tshuva is
coming
back to God. That's the honor Hashem. He's calling out to God. Okay? That's the pshat. Honor Hashem! Chatasi, Yishat. It's the relationship between him and Hashem. He's reaching out again to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know what I mean? That's why you have to say Chatasi Avisi Pashati Lefanecha. Why did you have to say? Why did I say these things? It has nothing to do with this particular chait. But the answer is there is no. If you tell me tshuva is a change of mind from a particular action, that's the essence of tshuva in Echanami. But if the essence of tshuva is to change his status, to reach out to God, change his status, then he has to say everything. You know what I mean? Then he has to say Chatasi Avisi Pashati. I'm a chait in general. You know what I mean?
My essence was
a chait. Chatasi Avisi Pashati. You know what I mean? Every single tshuva on a specific avera is not just a tshuva on the specific avera. It's a reestablishment of the whole relationship between him and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a calling out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ona Hashem! You see? Right. Ona Hashem, that's where the tefillah comes in. Because it's impossible to relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the element of tefillah. It's calling out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ona Hashem! See, it has to be he himself calling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. See, that's where the essence of tefillah, that's where the element of tefillah is. You understand what I mean? That's right. The only means, what is tefillah really? Tefillah means, tefillah, definition of tefillah is the element of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this also, that's why it has the element of tefillah itself. You see? Right?
Mm-hmm.
So, what? That's in that order. First Chatasi, then Avisi, then Pashati.
It's all in the framework of tefillah.
It's all in the framework of reestablishing. It's all in the framework of reestablishing, so he has no right to reestablish the relationship. He said, I'm going to reestablish the relationship even though I'm a great Pesheah. Can't do it. You know what I mean? Oh no, Hashem, all I did was this Chatasi. You know, in other words, in terms of the relationship, Chatasi has to come first. You understand what I'm saying? Okay, since there's an element of tefillah there, right? So in terms of tefillah, we said that first you have to say the small thing. Right?
Yeah.
So he's asking to...
Let me reestablish...
That's right.
But that I also...
He's asking to reestablish the relationship. That's why it's tefillah. He's asking to reestablish the relationship. You know what I mean? That's what he said before.
No, I can see that.
comes from? What's the word shiva to return? What's shiva to return? What's shiva? Where's the return? He said. Where did it come from? Where's the return? The shafta ala reshema lekecha reshema to lekeilai. Right? Pasuk says. The shafta ala reshema. Always. Ala reshema. What's ala reshema? Because the pshat is that's the essence of shiva. The essence of shiva is not just a specific maisa. Not a maisa. I got a maisa. But it's tshuva ad Hashem. Because really, when a person is first created, in the first moment that he has is the moment of bechira. The first moment, he is really b'fnei Hashem. But then the moment he makes the wrong choice, then he moves away from the initial way that he was created. You see, so that's why tshuva is always returned to Hashem. That means something else. It means a guy does it privately. The pshat is he's denying that God probably does mitzvahs. So he's denying that God, he's denying that, what?
The existence?
Yeah, what he's saying is that the fear of God is less than essentially the fear of man. It's
like the God of God.
Yeah. If it was just this one thing, on the contrary, you don't know Hashem? If it's not Hashem, it's just one thing. No, I'm a chayte, I'm a peshe, I'm a balavain. You know what I mean?
No, it's part of reestablishing.
Ram perek shvi halacha vav. Gam shuv shmakar zol meshchin shnei shuv Yisrael ad Hashem lekecha. Lo shafte modai, right? Eshu el nu Hashem elai tashuv. And tashuv shuv be tibok. Hashuv makarevus asar chaykim. Right? Emesh ayez asan lof neemak ha mashuk mesuv v'teiva. Vayemu ov v'nech mo etkar v'idid. That's the whole thing. That's the shuv is reestablishing. New relationship. That's the shuv. Honor Hashem. The mitzvahs, so they want to mine according to different timings, so they want to include several mitzvahs under a certain time. So if that's the case, you should include everything under one mitzvah, Avos Hashem. Because that's the whole purpose of every mitzvah.
Mm-hmm.
See? Right? So the objective, because the objective, the state of man, the perfected state of man is where he's completely, like the Ram says in the Hilchos Teshuvah, where he's involved in Avos Hashem like a Avraham Avinu day and night. That's his whole thing. That's all he's involved in. If this is the ultimate benefit, in other words, the ultimate benefit for man is when he's in this state. That's the ultimate good for man, right? Yeah. Now, if that's the good for the soul, so then every mitzvah has to be reflected in that good and that bad. Otherwise, you're going to tell me there's another good for the soul. You know what I mean? If this is the good for the soul, right? So then every mitzvah has to be reflected in that good. I mean, what else is there? You're not going to tell me there's another good for the soul besides this objective. But it doesn't seem from the Torah, it doesn't seem to be that way.
Yeah.
The whole essence of the Yadis is Da Sheyesho Malachai Nimtza, right? And that Va'afta Hashem Alekecha. That's the whole thing. That's what I wrote running around this. You want to put everything on the time mitzvahs? To put all the mitzvahs and Va'afta Hashem Alekecha. He said, "What could you do for God?" He says, "And if you are the most righteous man, are you going to benefit him?" Yeah. And that's the other main thing. We don't hold, you're not going to do any good for God. God, it is God's nature to let you know what is good for you. Now, the good for you is to have this relationship with God. But that's for our benefit, not for his benefit. Right? That's Pasha, right? Okay, so therefore, the Kol HaTorah Kula is Chesed Hashem, that he gave us this thing, which is for our benefit. You understand what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Now, what is our benefit? Our benefit is that we have this, that you have this relationship with Hashem. That's the benefit, right?
Benefit, well,
nothing goes in the economy, but it was Peter. It's not goal, nothing goes. So
no,
the
degree,
it's closer, right? That's right. So closer to see the whole thing is like this. That the truth of the matter is like this. Let me put it this way. See, what is really the whole goal of Avos Hashem and like the Rambam says, understanding Chochmah and Torah and all these things? Because the pshat is that the whole purpose of man, the Tzelem Elokim of man, is that he should really have knowledge of. He was put it for one purpose. The purpose is that he should realize his potential to enjoy the knowledge of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right?
All knowledge.
Now the thing is that knowledge is impossible without HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because behind all the knowledge is the knowledge means knowing reality, right? Now the reality of all realities is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because he's the reality behind everything, since he's the source, he's the creator of everything, right? So that is the ultimate reality. Anyone that denies that ultimate reality is completely away from knowledge. You understand what I mean? Even though he may have, let's say a person has knowledge of physics, right? But he denies that there's an ultimate thing. So that means that he is definitely away from the ultimate reality. Because the ultimate reality behind all these realities is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right?
He's studying causes.
He's negating the ultimate cause, right? So the whole thing is he's leading him to nowhere. He's leading him to a dead end. Right?
The true picture.
Yeah.
What's the knowledge, right? So why are you saying?
Because therefore, the thing is like this: that insofar as a person does a mitzvah, even though he doesn't reach that tremendous level, but in terms of knowledge, he is closer. He is closer to that idea of Hashem, right?
Every mitzvah means you're closer.
That's right. It means closer. Like a person, like a guy, a shul yid, a regular shul yid, goes to shul, davens, learns Ul Chumash and Rashi. But definitely this man is closer to the idea of God than a person who doesn't do this. He's closer. You can't say he has the same idea of God as the Rambam. You can't say that he has the same idea as God as Moshe Rabbeinu. But he's closer. See, that's the thing. So there are degrees. And insofar as a person strays from the mitzvahs, so therefore he is further away from that idea. He's further removed from that idea. That's how it works. There's degrees, variation of degrees. I've done the various degrees. You read? That's what Rambam says. You can never increase the Avas Hashem without increasing your Das Hashem. Okay. Only Rambam says through Torah, through his mitzvahs, through his maimorim, and through his chachmas abriah. That's the way it is. In Torah, you have two things. You have mitzvah and mamar. You have mitzvah, mitzvah, you know, the system. Mm-hmm. You have Avraham Avinu, these different things, you know. Mamar, mm-hmm. Well, Torah teaches you Derech Hashem, Midas, different things. People in general negate this Rambam. Because most people are under the impression that they can increase their Avraham Hashem without increasing their knowledge. You know what I mean? Like, they work on this Midas separately.
Mm-hmm.
Answer is impossible. Impossible. It's the only way you can increase Yahweh Hashem is to increase Yahweh Hashem.
How do they feel they can do it?
That he sees, he understands the reality of the universe. It's impossible to even begin to entertain the concept of the universe without the concept of God. That's impossible. See, in the moment if a person does it, that's not knowledge. Oh my guys, the whole basis is missing. The whole basis.
That's right.
Something more. Do we give an example of that? Like a person would see a building, right? And he would study a window in the building, right? That's what we said. And he would start studying, and he'd analyze the window, analyze every single part of the window, right? But he would never know that he would never understand the function of the window. In other words, the window was put here for a purpose. You see, and it fits into a structure because the designer had his purpose was in setting up this structure. You know what I mean? So he'd know every single fact about every single crack in the window, but the man would not know what the essence of the window is. You see? You follow? Because he's not reflecting on the purpose of the window being in the building, but he's not reflecting on the one who put it together. So that's not really knowledge. That's why. That's the same thing in science. If a person knows all the scientific facts, he knows every single detail, but the man doesn't understand that this is only the result of something greater behind it.
There's no unification. It's all separate details.
See? It's all separate details. It doesn't see the framework in which it exists. The universe exists in the framework as something which is the result of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You see? He doesn't understand that. So he doesn't understand the basic framework of the universe. It's like the guy doesn't understand the framework of the window. That's right. He doesn't say, that's not knowledge. It's some facts. He has a lot of facts about the thing. He knows every single crack in the window. But he doesn't understand the purpose of the window. Does he have knowledge of the window? He has no knowledge of the window. Here's what the Rambam says. Because the Rambam says in Hilchus, what do you call it? In Hilchus Deis. That's what the Rambam says at the, what do you call it? That the, the highest thing is metaphysics, he says. Right? That's the highest thing. That's the, what did he say? Is it all sound? That's right. So yes. He goes, in the beginning, he goes through the whole thing of the physics. Abba Gufa, Malalo, Shemesh, the whole thing goes through the whole business of here. And Malacham, the whole business. So says when Yoni Abar Pakamel Shivakamash Mitzvah Sailu, Henshacham Roshan Karas of Padis. After she does have a Hamar Loyak Ben Koyach, Lay the Lahasa Kalatama Burnyan. Vani Emma Shane Royal Tower Padis, a Lunish in the smaller crazy Lacham Abasa. The Lacham Abasa who laid the house of Amutakit, Ben Bishar Mitzvahs. You see? Lafi should Dvarmel Dover Cotton, even though it's Dover, why is Dover Cotton? Because, like you said, it reflects, it does reflect something about a Kaddish Baruch Hu, because it shows you how Kaddish Baruch Hu formulated the system of the Torah. So he said, it does show you something about a Kaddish Baruch Hu, but it doesn't, but you're right. Metaphysics is a higher level, that's what Ram says. But you can't do that before you know Kal Tarko, that's what Ram says. See? It says, Lafi should Dvarmel Dover Cotton, that area, everybody can find something again. It doesn't mean everybody can understand.
Yeah, the entire side might not go to a point where he has knowledge to or the ability to study.
You said that in certain areas it reflects more, right?
Yeah.
I agree with you. But Torah also is a reflection. It's also a reflection. A person understands, see the way a Kaddish Baruch will put together the system of Torah. See the Chacham Torah? There's a reflection on the on a Kaddish Baruch. You see Chacham Asa Shel Kaddish Baruch in the Torah. But you're right, the Rambam says there's a higher form of Maisa Merkava, which he has in the beginning, all this stuff, but that's a higher level. That's when he understands the Bria, and he understands the Kaddish Baruch in relation to the Bria, that's a higher thing. Right. But this has to come first. Framework of the universe. So no matter what he studied, everything he studies in the universe is only a detail. You know what I mean? Hamadim lo astono. Kifikach sheyesh ba'adam lahavin ulahasig kemoshe biyana b'hilchus seder Torah, and Hilchus seder Torah says it in Parag Beis. It says b'shachim is bein adam b'bruah v'maisav anflaim. Okay.
What should
he do? Gedolim v'yod mehil chachmas shein la erech led kates. Okay. Ram Hal, the science of Ashgacha. The Kaddish Baruch Hu, we say a Kaddish Baruch Hu is Ashgacha thing, the Kaddish Baruch Hu and people. It's not a simple thing, like we understand. It's dumb, yeah. It's a big chachma there, because that's why he was studying the whole science, the whole knowledge of how Kaddish Baruch Hu relates to a person, it's not just some thing. You know what I mean?
You mean he discovered methods, science,
knowledge.
Well, that idea discovered on his own, in other words?
Was that Moshe Rabbeinu?
Or by Abraham, in other words. That there is Ashgacha. That's something that we discovered.
The Rambam doesn't seem to say that Avraham Avinu discovered the Ashgacha. Rambam seems to say he stood from Chachma that there is a Yibayna Shlava. And then the Yibayna Shlava spoke to him.
Oh, so you got it
from another way. Come to Yibayna, right? Let's go finish it off. Yes, but you mentioned, of course, that the Ram says, you know, the whole thing is that a person should be involved in the Chachmas Hashem. I mean, that's the whole thing, right? So, but it's more than just being involved in Chachmas Hashem in abstract. See, Chachmas Hashem has to lead to a certain relationship, insofar as HaKadosh Baruch Hu is concerned with regard to Hashgacha Pratyas. You know what I mean? That's beyond Hashem. You know what I mean? That's beyond Hashem. It's not just the guy who's involved in the... Let's say the guy's involved in Chachmas Hashem, but he doesn't feel that there's any Hashgacha, and that he's not really... You see? You know, the Chachmas Hashem has to be that through the... has to recognize as the other thing also. He has to recognize the principle of Hashgacha. Because otherwise he fails to recognize the true nature of a Kaddish Baruch Hu. You know what I mean? In other words, he has to recognize both aspects of a Kaddish Baruch Hu. One is a Kaddish Baruch Hu that's the source of the Bria. That's right. And the other one is that a Kaddish Baruch Hu relates to Bnei Adam through the person's Chachma. You see? He has to recognize that side too. Yeah, through a person's... When a person has Chachma, so he's relating to a Kaddish Baruch Hu. There's a direct relationship, a relationship of Ashgacha, Pratyas, to that individual through his Chachma, through the individual's Chachma, through his perception of a Kaddish Baruch Hu. You know what I mean? Einstein wouldn't be enough. You know what I mean? A guy would say, like, there's the Chachmas Hashem, you know, it's an abstract thing. Because then there's no room for Ana Hashem. What's Ana Hashem? Ana Hashem means
personal.
Ashgacha, that's the recognition of the Ashgacha. That through the knowledge of a Kaddish Baruch Hu, that there's direct relationship there, personal relationship between him and a Kaddish Baruch Hu. That's Ana Hashem. A relationship with the Yachid, with the individual.
Meaning relates to
actions are related to you, insofar as, in other words, when a person has Chok Mas Hashem, then Hashem has a direct relationship with him through his chokmah, not just through a Kaddish Baruch Hu's actions. He's under the Hashgacha. The whole thing over there. That Hashgacha is in Ramban too. Hashgacha is in direct relationship to a person's chokmah. The Ramban quotes in the Chumash. Hinei ein Hashem al yireyav. What does it mean? Hinei ein Hashem al yireyav. Ein Hashem is Hashem's eye is towards those who fear him, right? So it means that his eye means the Hashgacha. See? Any Hashem will have a bomb raised on the Akhashana. Means that any Hashem means Hashgacha. So a person has to recognize and choose when he's a Shovel Hashem not just as the source of the universe, but he's a Shovel Hashem as the, insofar as the Hashgacha Hashem is concerned also. That's the On Hashem. That's the full On Hashem. Otherwise, no reason for On Hashem. You know what I mean? You know, Hashem means a recognition of Hashem through his Chachma, that Hashem is the source of everything in the universe. And also that there's a direct hashgacha between Hashem and a person, and that's one of the Yisrael Dastram says Shakarish Baruch Hu Misnabei Al Bnei Adam. A person reaches a certain level, a person doesn't believe there's a kaf of the dust. And a lower level, even lower than nevuah, not nevuah, but there's hashgacha. So the fact the Rambam says in the Marim Vachon, in the Marim says the hashgacha of Hashem is in direct proportion to a person's chachma. That's what he says. He goes so far as to say even a navi when he's not involved in court. He says he doesn't have a Hashgacha. Unbelievable thing. Hashgacha is a direct relationship, because that's the only relationship between a Ben Adam and a Bas Adam and a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Only through the Talmud Lakim, which is the perception of a Chachma. So you have to recognize it. So Shovel Hashem means that it's not just that he's a Shovel Hashem, that he recognizes the Chachma in the distance. You know what I mean? But that there's a direct relationship, because that's part of Amunas Hashem, that this is the nature of the source of this universe, the nature of that being. Is that he has a direct relationship with Bnei Adam through their chachma. You know? The pshat is that the only way that a person relates to Hashem is through the chachma of Hashem, through living a certain way. See? But if he doesn't, then Hashem could put him under the law of chance. So he could be removed from the hashgacha. The Rambam says in the Chumash, first he says that with a regular person, he says that Hashem many times lets him go. It's subject to chance. That itself, of course, that's all under Hashgacha too. I mean, Hashgacha Baruch Hu, that's part of the Hashgacha. Hashgacha Baruch Hu says now he's not under direct Hashgacha anymore. He's under the general laws of the universe. See, and Ramban says, but at a time, even those people, certain times, Hashgacha Baruch Hu plucks them out, like Esh Pekudasim. Now the guy has to die or whatever it is, you know. But he says, but a person's the tzaddik is always under the Hashgacha. Nei in Hashem al Yireyav. So that's a direct proportion. In other words, the bigger a person is, the more Hashgacha he has. That's why it says the Avos. What's talking to the Avos? Because the Avos, every step they took was always, you always see Hashem did this, did that. Everything was really chutz b'derech hateva. Why? Because it says since they were always on that level, so everything was that they were on the level, they were constantly on that Hashgacha. We're not on that level, but every person can be on the level, insofar as he relates to Chachma Hashem. He's not under the Hashgacha anymore.
Even if he's acting in life with his intellect, I mean, he's not actually.
Right. So what's that? You have charata al ha'ovar, right? And kabbalah lasid. That's the formula, right? Mm-hmm. Now what's nichamti? Nichamti uboishti b'masai. Uloilam enichayz davazer. Why doesn't the guy? What's wrong with the guy? He says, look, let's forget about what happened in the past. You know. What's the regret? Why does that have to regret? He's going to tell me in lunch. He's going to tell me that it's impossible to do without regret, so leave it out. There's no extra words here. You know what I mean? Leave it out. It's impossible. I don't know if I was there. That's it. What's the regret? That's what it does to the gavra. That's what he has to recognize. The thing is a bad action. That's one thing. It's not a good thing to do. I did that. I got burnt. I got hurt. But now it doesn't bother me anymore. I'm cured. You know, my hand isn't burnt anymore. I'm back to my original state. I won't do it again because it doesn't pay. You see? But nichamti means that he recognizes now, right now, he has regrets. Because he recognizes that that the chait effectuated a change in the gavra. Mm-hmm. That's right. See, that's nichamti. Why does the guy have regret now? Let's say a person burnt his hand 2 weeks ago. He has regret? He doesn't have regret. He wouldn't do it again. He doesn't have regret. It's a bad thing to do. Painful thing. It's not worth it. See? But it does not regret. Regret means that right now I'm suffering from it. What does regret mean? Regret means that right now... Exactly. Kinicham tekiyasisim. It says that Akash Baruch Hu was already made the bria over there. Kinicham tekiyasisim. course, it's not the Shidur Shema, but it means that right now there was an action that the way the situation is now, that action wasn't justified. See? You know what I mean? It means you have to recognize what chet does to the gaffer, not that the chet is a bad maisa. You know what I mean? And now he's suffering from that action. That's the pshat. Okay? Now what's baishti? That's nihati. The pshat like this. The one. Yes. See, baishti is like this. Baishti means that insofar as a person is a boss of a dumb, a person has emotions, right? One of the emotions a person has is baishis. It's a shame that somebody does something in public that is embarrassing. So a person has emotions that he has these emotions that he's embarrassed. Such a thing like that, right? Ah, the pshat is in real tshuva, all the emotions have to be in line with the true reality. That's it. Shame, of course, a person can't wipe out shame. Shame is a natural part of a person. But the shame should be, a person should feel ashamed for the real thing, the real loss, the real shame. Not a superficial shame that people say it's not a good thing. That's some social shame. You know what I mean? That's the emotions that are attached to social shame. A person should really be ashamed for the things that they really lose out on. That's where you should feel ashamed. But the whole makeup of the person has to follow. The emotions have to follow along. If the emotions don't follow along, that's a sign that he's not really... that the conviction isn't total. Conviction means that it wraps up every aspect of the person's psychic energy. You know what I mean? All the emotions, everything has to be wrapped up in there. That's baishti. If he doesn't have baishti, it shows that one part of him that still isn't moving along with this idea. One part is moving in a different direction. Back. Holding back. It's going, has its own framework over there. See? Come on. That was nice. See? Built the ark. He knew. Hashem told him that he's going to make a big flood. He believed him intellectually. But emotionally, he couldn't really accept there was going to be such a tremendous change over here. And he saw the water coming in, then the emotions got on him, and anyway. Right? How's it possible? But a person could say, look, I'm really sorry, right? Total regret. And I'm really ashamed that I did it. But I don't know if I have the strength of character to ever really, in that situation, to ever hold myself back again. You know what I mean? See? I don't know if I have the strength of character. I mean, I'm weak, you know? And the sign is going to come again. You know, I don't know what's going to happen to me in that situation. I know, I'm sorry, ashamed, the whole thing. But who knows? You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? It's only, not you at all. Tshuva is only if the person can assess his character. Person can assess his character, make an intellectual evaluation of his character, and say that I know right now the way I know right now that I know right now that I will never my character is such that I'll never fall again to that thing. He has to be able to make that projection. You know what I mean? See, he can't do that. It can't be about tshuva. It's not about tshuva. That's it. I'll show you the right. I got the wrong one. Listen to this. Misvada bedvarim. Listen around. Call misvada bedvarim v'loy gomar b'lui b'la'azay. Harei zedem l'tevel v'sheretz b'yaday. Shein atfilo me'elosle ashiyash l'chasheretz, right? Ah. Now the question is, what's Ram talking about? Ram's talking about a guy that doesn't know what he's saying. Just call misvada bedvarim. Right? V'loy gomar b'lui b'la'azay. Harei zedem l'tevel v'sheretz b'yaday. Everybody knows this for now, right? Okay. So what the fuck, guy? He's making Stami say he doesn't mean what he says. Stami doesn't mean what he says. But I must tell you that. What anybody's going to have me to think of a person just reads off a vidui and doesn't have any meaning that has any value? I mean, what is this? Kriyas Atera? I mean, it's ridiculous. You know, it's Stami's not Allah like that. Stami Kriya. I don't know. Hashem Chatzos. He chats with me. It doesn't mean anything. So what's wrong? That's the you need. You know, what for that? That's worthless. Of course. Father Bidvon for like Gomer believe by La Azay. Shad is like this. He, of course, he's misvada. He's misvada, and Bidvarim too. He's misvada, and he says he's made to be saying everything. But the only thing is that he never really had that. He never really was able to know to say clearly that he's not going to do it anymore. But he doesn't know whether he's strong enough or not. So then it's terrible. Shad is biyada. But of course, he has karata. He says karata. He did it. He's sorry that he did it. He could be sorry he's in the situation. He's sorry that he ever was in that situation. A lot of times people are sorry in life because they say, well, if I only was in that situation, I didn't want to do it. I'm ashamed of what I did. I wish I wasn't in that situation. That's no good. See? That's no good. Shad is, unless the person knows that he has the strength of character that he'll never fall through again, that's not true. That's three things. Assessment of his character. That's what he has to know. He has to objectively write. He has to objectively evaluate himself. Why is it? V'chein o'ema, o'moideva o'izev yerucham. Moideva o'izev. Maida alone. Maida alone. Maida alone is nothing. I was Maida. See, it's wrong. It's no good. I said, look, it's no good. I'm sorry. Well, I don't know if I will have the strength of character to overcome it next time. That's no good. Most people like that. Not like that. I'd say most people are sorry. People are happy to do chatayim.
No.
Everybody's ashamed. They're sorry to do chatayim. But next time, who knows? That's no good. No, the Gemara is where the guy will never do it again, but that's because he'll never be in the situation again. He's not in the same situation as he was before. Because he's still saying Lo'alam Eini Chayv L'Davar Zeh. That's only it's all Lo'alam, but it's only because of different things. But he what he called?
What's
the Raman Beis? The Raman Beis just briefly. It means that the guy will never be Chayv L'Davar Zeh, right? It'll never be Chazal Davar Zeh, could be for two reasons. Either Lo'alam Eini Chazal Davar Zeh because the situation will never arise again. Mm-hmm. He's not the Kaychai like he was when he was younger. You know, the type is not so strong. And he's really sorry about everything he did, and he really will never do it again. Right now, but he's not in the same, but in the same situation, he might fall through again. See? Where his taiva could be the same taiva. Doesn't mean that he has to get himself involved in the type again. Yeah. Yeah. He has the same nature, but right now he's using it for a different thing. That's the same thing.
Oh, so it's
yeah. The other way, yeah. That's the case, but why is it that way, really? Why is it that way? I mean, like, let's say, why should that really be? If he would be in the state where, that's the other Ramax, but anyway, we're in it already.
Yeah.
If he would be in that situation, say, really would do it again.
Yeah.
With Ram. Well, that would be made with Luso. That's what he said. That's what it means. It means where he has is a barhaki of all the taivas. Doesn't mean that he has to get himself involved in the taiva. Let's say a guy that does shuvah will never get involved in the taiva. That's the same thing. Then lo yishav el b'nezik nusay ubeishi efshelo lasis mashahaya isa. Right, he's old, he's weak. Afal pi shein tshuva meula my elasi loy about tshuva. Afilu over koyam of asa tshuva b'yemi sasei umeis b'shuvasei kol avaynos of nimcholin. Shenema ashle tachshar hashemesh va'orva yirecha kovin shel rovim as achar geshem shi'gan mitzvah. Okay, so the Rambam says so this tshuva. I ask me a question, but why is that really tshuva? If he was in the b'keicha, he would do it again. So why is that any better? It's not tshuva gemura, but it's tshuva.
He's on the level where he
sees the answer. Why is that so really? See? You see, the answer is that there's two things involved. One thing is that the person should be able to take all his energies and remove them from the original source and channel them to a new source. That's tshuva gemara. That's where his aimed b'keichai. Takes all the energies that he had when he's young. Zechar is barachu v'nevi choresecha. When you have all the energy at your disposal, take that energy and change it. See? But if he does it late with nusay, so the pshat is he's not really converting the energy. But he still is a Baal Tshuva. Why? Because if a person cannot testify the fact that he's not going to do it again, in other words, he knows that he's liable to do it again, that means he's still related to the chait. That's the pshat. He didn't break the relationship between him and the chait. He knows that he's going to get involved in it again. You see? That's Tevel Sheretz Biyada is because he still is related to that Maisa Vera. Now it doesn't matter why he's not related to the Maisa Vera. He's too weak and this and that, but the man still can withdraw completely from the Avera. But the person, you know what I mean? He can still withdraw completely from that Maisa Vera. There's no Shachistan. That's also about Shiva. But if he knows that he might do it again, you see, then he can't withdraw from the Maisa Vera. That's Tevel Sheretz Biyada. He's still related to the Maisa Vera. Maisa Vera is still a part of him. It's still a part of him. See? This way it's true, it's not a part of him because of weakness, but it's still not a part of him. He still is completely away from that thing. Where the guy goes completely to the other extreme, he takes all the energies and diverts it. But even if he can't take all the energies and divert it, there's a different situation
now. He has quality withdrawal.
Not a big, he doesn't have that type anymore. New situation arose, there's not that type anymore. See? But he can still do tshuva. Why? Because he can still withdraw from that case.
What about
a person? He's still away from that thing. He's still away from that thing. That's still tshuva. There's no shachas to that Maisa Vera anymore. It doesn't matter why he has no shachas. He has no shachas, it's still about tshuva. Okay, that even though I mean tshuva sounds so hard over here that you know nobody will want to do tshuva. The one even though the Chazal say, and the Grush is also, the Grush kind of a lesson, that really, of course, there's different levels in tshuva. Ram's talking about the highest level in tshuva. But tshuva, the essence of tshuva really is that a person is sorry, they didn't want to do it anymore, that's it. Even if he doesn't have baishti, doesn't have, you know what I mean? That's the Grush, because they bring right from the Gemara, because the Gemara says, it's like this. The guy is Makadash and Isha Manash and Yitzhak Gawar. So the Gemara says, Afilu Rasha Orem Mekudesh, it's Misafik. The Gemara says, why Mekudesh Misafik? The Gemara says, Shema Hira Belibai. That's what the Gemara says. See? So you see from that Gemara that he could still be a Baal Tshuva. Right? Even Tzadik.